welcome to the intro episode of Human Cannonball. I'm your host, John Kersey, and this is a podcast about books. Each episode of Human Cannonball is a relatively long conversation between me and one other human being about a book. Or sometimes it's something like a book, like a play or a collection. And every fifth episode, we're talking about a graphic novel or a comic or maybe even something else. We'll see. In general, these books are well-read, regarded as exemplary texts. They're the sort of books you might read in school or college or hear about and put on a to-read list where it languishes for decades. And then when you finally read it, you realize what everyone's been talking about. That's an experience I've had many times, and it's one of the reasons I want to do this podcast. Here are some other reasons why I want to do this podcast. A lot of times I finish a book and I start looking for discussion about the book online. Sometimes I find a decent article or even whole message boards. Other times it seems like I'm the only one who read the thing or has questions or ideas about it. It's likely that I'm not digging deep enough into the internet. But nonetheless, I wanted to add to that content. I also did a podcast about Lord of the Rings about a year ago. That podcast is called Nine Against the Nine with my co-host Clark DuPont. And after that experience, I considered doing a podcast about education because I have a lot of experience in education. I have a lot of thoughts about it. But I realized that while I have a lot of experience and a lot of ideas about education, what I really want to talk about is books. Here are some things you should know about Human Cannonball. Right now I'm reading from a script, more or less. I'm taking some deviations every now and then, but I'm reading from something I already typed. Other than occasional notes, I won't be doing that on the podcast. It's a conversation, not scripted. We take notes ahead of time, but yeah. And the episodes are long, and while structure often emerges, it can take a while. The conversations are also candid. I can see there being one or two words we might avoid in the future, but expect casual swearing and adult content. That said, they are meant as all-ages discussions for avid readers. In the immortal words of Mitch Hedberg, any book is a children's book if the kid can read. Some other things to consider. I talk more than my hosts sometimes, not always, but often. I've instructed high school English for almost 20 years. And I think that lends itself to an abundance of analysis, but also probably shooting my mouth off-ism. So if you can't deal with my voice, this is not a podcast for you. But if you can and you want to listen to people talk about books, this is the one. What canon means in the context of this podcast is still open for debate. Like I said before, a lot of these books are well-read and well-loved. Some of them will probably challenge your notions about canon, and certainly some of them challenged my own. But in general, my canon is pretty open. So I'm not so much as trying to define as I am reveal things about these books. Like I said, every fifth episode is something a little different. I'm not going to be explicit about what that is, but something that involves words and is a form of art and can be analyzed the same way we might analyze a novel. This is a big one. I and my co-host expect that you've read the book that we're talking about. So spoiler city. We're not pulling any punches. We're just like talking about what happens in the book and what it means. And like it's just a lot of spoilers. So read the book or don't read the book and listen to the conversation, but it'll be spoiled for you. One of the recurring bits in this podcast is the like lightning round flash summary where we, through the magic of technology, are able to summarize a book in 3 minutes. And the pacing of that bit is different than the pacing of the rest of the podcast episode. So if you are listening and you hear the summary and you're like, this is wacky and out of control, just go forward 3 minutes, you know, or get up and make yourself a snack. Because when you return, the conversation will be back to normal pace. Yeah. I look forward to sharing these episodes with you. These are great discussions with some people I really love. And I thank you for listening. Thanks to all the guest hosts and to the authors and all the readers. And the music you're hearing which is the intro music to Human Cannibal, is from an untitled improvisation by Miles Walter. Huge props to him for that. And if you'd like to support the continuance of the Human Cannibal Project, or reach out to me with suggestions or requests to guest host, the means to do any of those things may emerge sometime in the future, and I will certainly keep you posted. Thanks again. Much respect. Peace.